Ray Foley on Today FM.
What have we got today? Did you watch the debate last night, actually?
I saw bits of the highlights after the fact and I read a bunch of analysis articles about it.
I have thoughts. I was glued to it last night. I was like, I'm going to bed now. And the next thing, they start shouting at each other again. I'm never getting to bed. Eventually, my wife said, I'm going to bed. I'm not watching any more of this. I said, right, go on. I'll actually be right up. I'm sick of it now. Pick up the remote control, reach to switch off the telly. And they start shouting at each other again. I'm like, this is the Royal Rumble all over again. Watching WWF in the middle of the night. Absolutely ridiculous. God, I can tell you're really excited about this show today. 0874-100-102. Gaz says, the whole set looked rickety to me. Oh, this is the politicians, the 10 politicians, the leaders debate on RTE television last night. Yeah, it was, do you know what? It was event television is what it was. It's not every day you turn on, you see 10 politicians shouting at each other. And Katie Hannon standing in the middle. Did you notice that Katie Hannon's hands seemed like they weren't Katie Hannon's hands? You know that when someone's doing their comedy move of someone standing behind them and it's their hands?
Right.
Or...
they seem to be moving independently.
No, not independently. They were definitely her hands. But it's just... I think she had her sleeves rolled up, so therefore her hands were bare and her elbows were in position and not necessarily moving, but her hands were moving. So that kind of thing was... What's happening? I was like, look at it. It looks like, I don't like the Swedish chef hurting. You know that the hands are... Sorry, Katie. I think she was excellent at her dealing with them shouting with each other. She was an Ardwashter or a Kigara. I don't know. Putting them back in line. Cracking the whip. Getting them back in their box. I thought it was strange that she was... standing in the middle of them.
Everyone has said that. What was the decision? What was the thinking behind having her stand right there?
So they're standing in a line.
Yeah.
And she was standing right in the middle and facing out. And it's like, no, if she's going to be shouting at them, she should be facing them. The same way like with the American debates. So they're facing across, and then you can cut across over and back, and she can look at each of them with a glance like, hey, shut up over there, Mary Lou. Oi, get back in your box there, you lad. Micheál Martin. Yeah, or whatever. She didn't use any of that kind of language. I think it might have been more colourful if she did. Gaz, the whole set looked rickety to me, and good luck getting a functioning coalition out of any of them from Gaz. Oh, yeah, we're going politics. We're going politics.
Wow, shots fired.
Wow, we went very last word there, lads. I found the sign floating above the audience's head. Was there an audience? I don't know. I don't think there was. There wasn't an audience. But there was a floating sign. By the way, I've never watched that Katie Hannon show before. But the whole branding, so it's up front, and then there's sort of like a flowery signature. Is that Katie's own?
Must be, yeah.
Signature, a flowery sort of, with Katie Hannon. It looks like a lifestyle brand, doesn't it? It looks like she should be selling smelly paper. I'm like, if Katie Hannon wants to sell smelly paper and pens, like nice pens, like Cross or Parker pens, I'll practice my signature with them. And the floating sign randomly... Did you catch that in and out of the ad breaks?
What?
It was just moving up and down all the time. It's like, if I was one of the leaders, I'd be like, lads, can we stop the sign uppy downy? Can we just leave it? Can we just have it go and stand still? I liked her herringbone floor effect, though, on the studio. I did like that. And yet again, as I do every time I see that wooden herringbone effect anywhere, I go, oh, geez, that's lovely. I'd love to get that.
Very expensive, though.
It's very pricey.
Yeah.
It's very pricey. Anytime I go to a friend's house and they've got herringbone, I'm like, oh, your herringbone. Oh, I'd love to get that someday, but I'm broke. My kids spend all my money. Do you know the other one? Poured concrete. You know that poured concrete?
Kind of unfinished kind of concrete?
Oh, no,
look,
no,
it?
No. No. It's like, you'd see Dermot Bannon does it all the time. Is it poured concrete, lads? Have I got it right? Polished concrete? It looks kind of like, it's really smooth. And like glittery.
Okay, gotcha.
You would have had it in school, in secondary school. You know that kind of effect?
Now it's ringing
on the school the school hall floors.
You might see it in the hospital sometimes, in the older parts.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I love that as well. Same deal. You're like, oh, Katie, where did you get your herringbone? Any chance you can sort me out for some pens and smelly paper? Go on, write down your signature there, Katie. It looks gorgeous.
Jeez, you were really invested in the issues that were being debated.
I wasn't paying attention to anything they were saying. I enjoyed the row of it, though. Like I said, it was like WWF. So chatting away, you've got Micheál Martin over on one side, Simon Coveney, Simon Harris next to him. And then over the other side of the studio, throw it in. Grenades. But throw it in. Word blasts. How's your man, the little fella? What's his name? Boyd Barrett. Richard Boyd Barrett. Just give bang, bam, 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 bam. He's like, I'm not taking any of this. Harris, I'm coming for you. I'm the big lad next to you from Cork. I'm taking you down to China, Dunleary Town. Ridiculous. And the other little bookend with the glasses.
Is that Padder Tobin?
Oh, Mike, do you know what? We just needed a debate. Essentially, what we got was a debate with Marilyn McDonald, Simon Harris, Micheál Martin, and then, like I said, just lobbing in the rows. Richard Boyd Barrett and Padder Tobin, just for their crack. It's like, you got a big stupid face on you. Your man next to you, he's got a big stupid face as well. They were just bam, bam, bam. Taking no prisoner. It was like I said, it was like WWF back in the day, back in the glory days. And then, before you know it, Mary Lou arrives. Oh, there's a chill.
It's got the auditorium, it's got very cold.
Where's the smoke coming from?
She comes in like Ric Flair, throwing everyone out over the top rope. The rest, do you know what? They were all very erudite and capable and able to say their part. God love your man that was filling in for Holly Cairns from the Social Democrats.
Is it Kian O'Callaghan? Sounds like he should be a GAA footballer, that name, but no.
A fine centre forward in his day.
That's it.
I just felt for him because, like, he was a fill-in. Is he the deputy or whatever?
He is, yeah.
And, like, he was, like I say, he was well able. They were all well able. Of course, they all had lovely bottoms. But the notion that, because Holly Cairns is about to have a baby and they said she's due any minute. And the entire time, every time he appeared on screen, my wife had that, like, Holly is watching the telly. Go, no, no, I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't. What's he saying now? And she's like, love, breathe, 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 breathe. And then once again. Oh, it was good crack, wasn't it? Yeah. It was good. They talked about some, policies, apparently, is a thing. Did you say that? Policies? That's why people come to the shows for that detailed political analysis, you know what I mean? They're like, Matt's out there, like, he's shaking his head, like, what is he doing? He's stealing all my bits. He's stealing all... I mean, once I stuck on the WWE Undertaker music, I mean, Matt, I was going to use that.
You can't now. You beat him to the punch.
Absolutely raging, he's out there. And do you remember Paul Bearer? And he's holding up the urn, he's like, ooh.
Do you know what it took me? A couple of decades to figure out his name was a pun on Undertaking.
Yeah.
I didn't get it
good
the first
stuff,
time
around. Right. Guys, do you remember? We didn't play the Do You Remember warning. What happened there? Did it change? Did I just lose my mind? Is that in stereo? No, it's gone out of stereo. Hang on. No, it was me. I lost my mind. Sorry. Is he still going, The Undertaker?
He's still alive. I don't know if he's competing anymore.
Did he hand off the name or the title to a younger Undertaker? Like an apprentice? Someone he was training up, did he just give someone else the shovel, like?
Warning. Warning. Jemember. This is a Jemember warning. Jemember. Remembering stuff on the radio.
I think it's very important that we play the warning just to... Because you... I got Boyd Barrett approaching. You shut up, you shut up, you shut up, and you shut up. You're all full of it. Arms folded, rolling his eyes, shaking his head, not taking any prisoners. Oh, man, it was good stuff. 0874 100 102 for your intense political...
Ray Foley on Today FM.